Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Danae. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Charlie Titus. I have a charge on my credit card from your company for something I didn't order. I filled out a survey and I was got something I was just supposed to pay for shipping, and now you guys are charging me. I don't even know what you're charging me for, to be honest with you. I want to cancel it.
Okay. Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can?
02119.
You said? What's that?
Yes.
119?
02119.
Okay. That's what I said, 119. And what is your name?
Charlie Titus, T-I-T-U-S.
And verify your address for security purposes.
79 Fort Ave, F-O-R-T, Boston, Mass. 02119.
Okay. So I see here you had purchased the Focus watch. I think you, it looks like you got, did you get two watches?
Nope. I did receive the watch and I'm willing to send it back because it was clear in the article that I was only supposed to pay for shipping. I had done a survey and it said, to do a survey, you can choose one of these gifts and just pay for shipping.
Okay, so I asked you, did you receive two watches? You stated no.
No, I did not.
So what did you say receive? A watch and some earpods?
Yes.
Okay. So when you did that survey, did you read the terms and conditions?
I thought I did, but apparently I didn't read them well.
Okay, because it was stated in those terms and conditions that for the shipping and handling you paid, that was only for 14 days. Basically, it was a free 14-day trial, and after 14 days, you will be billed the full amount for the product you receive, which is why you're receiving that bill.
Okay, so I want to send it back. I'll send it back. Can I get a cancellation, please?
Okay. So before you send it back, I am able to offer you a 35% refund and you keep the product.
Ma'am, I just want it canceled because I just think that, you know, when you get these things, people read some of that stuff and it's small print and stuff. I think it's very deceptive. I don't like that.
I understand. Really want,
yeah.
So before I allow you to send it back, I'm able to offer you a 50% refund and you keep the product.
No, I don't want to deal with your company. I just
okay.
want to.
Okay. So you will be sending it back at your expense. Also, there's a $9.95 restocking fee. So just a moment here. Are you ready for that return address?
Yep.
That return address is going to be 105 Sarah Way.
105.
Serra Way. Number 179. Milpitas. MILPITAS, California, 9-5-0-3-5.
Okay. Now, can I get a cancellation number on this whole thing on the order so I don't get charged again?
No, you cannot, sir. I cannot provide you a cancellation number until you return our product. So what I can do for you is, let me see here, just a moment.
So you're going to continue to charge me and send me products that I don't want?
No, it's not reoccurring, and it's not continuing to send you any products. You were charged for a product you already received.
Okay. All right.
That wasn't something else being sent out to you. Once you return our product, you call back in and you'll get a refund on that product. And then that account will be canceled. Well, there's really nothing to cancel because it was a one-time charge.
Yeah, well, I've talked to the bank. They've stopped payments and stuff. I mean, and I'm going to file a fraud case because I think that it's deceptive.
Okay, well, it's not a fraud case. And are you stating that you filed a dispute?
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't know why you have an attitude with me. I'm just telling you the way that I feel about it. I'm not trying to be obstinate or anything like that. I feel like it's deceptive advertising, and it wasn't clear to me when I read it that I was going to be charged for the product. It was in big letters, free. Because you're taking this survey, we're going to send this to you free. You're only going to pay for shipping. Now, you got the other stuff in the small print, and I didn't know. Obviously, I didn't read the terms well. But that's deceptive to me, and that's the way I feel about it. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Are you stating that you filed a dispute?
I did file a dispute, yes, with my credit card company.
Okay. Do you know how disputes work?
Well, they take a long time. I know that.
Okay, so you filed the dispute with your bank. Your bank will give you a temporary credit. And then your bank will open up an investigation, will contact us, the merchant, to see what is going on, freezing your account on your end. At that point, we, the merchant, send your bank documentation, proof that this is a valid charge. Terms and conditions are all information from our website. Your bank goes on our website, and they conduct a mock sign-up to ensure we are following all rules and regulations. Your bank cannot override our terms and conditions. Therefore, your bank will hold you responsible for the charge.
Okay.
Your bank will then recharge you the amount that they temporarily refunded you for. So, sir, what I need you to do is, what I can only advise you to do is call your bank and tell them that you're willing to drop that, that you want to drop that dispute. Because you're going to return our product, and we're going to refund you in full. But if they,
You're not going to refund me in full. You're going to charge me $9.95 for a restocking fee. And I can tell by the way you just articulated the fraud. You guys have this down to a science. You know exactly what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing. You're frauding people. You're counting on the fact that most people do not read those terms and conditions carefully. And that's how you're marketing, and that's what you're doing. I get it. So we'll let the bank handle it. I'll let the bank try, and they'll advise me on what to do. I don't want your advice. I want the bank's advice.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer care. You have a great day.
Yep.